Naomi.
He had a box in his hand. A small, black, velvet box.
Told you I wanted a wedding.
I nodded, not trusting my voice anymore.
But I didn't tell you why.
He took a step forward, then another one, until we were standing toe to toe. I felt like I couldn't quite catch my breath.
I don't deserve you, he said. But a smart man once told me that what matters most is that I spend the rest of my life trying to be the kind of man who does deserve you. I'm gonna remember how stupid lucky I am every single day. Because you, Naomi Witt, are incredible. You're beautiful. You're sweet. You've got a fancy-ass vocabulary. You make people feel seen and heard. And every time you smile at me, I feel like I hit the lottery. Marry me, Daze.
I didn't point out that he hadn't exactly asked. It was more like he ordered. I was too busy nodding my head.
Need you to say it, baby,
he coaxed. Yes. I managed to get the word out and found myself against the very solid, very warm chest of my fiancé. Everyone I loved was cheering for us, and Knox was kissing me, in a very inappropriate way for having an audience. He held me tightly, then released one arm and opened it. Junie appeared and slid under it, grinning up at me through tears of her own. I wrapped my free arm around her, binding the three of us together.